All right, Jej, it's decision time. All four of us would like to have you on our team. Who will you pick as your coach?
Come on, man. Come on.
This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. Oh my God.
Come on, man, let's do it.
Thank you, guys. It'd be an incredible honor to work with all of you guys. I wish I could do it at the same time, but I'm really big. I'll pick Kelly.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jej Vinson was raised in the Philippines when he was 15. His parents wanted a better life. They moved the family to America. They landed in Flandreau, South Dakota. Jej knew that his passion was singing. His parents sang in the choir and he sang karaoke. And as you just heard during the blind auditions on NBC's program, The Voice, all four judges turned their chairs around and wanted him on their team, and he chose Team Kelly. Jej joins us now from Los Angeles on the phone. Hey, welcome to South Dakota Public Broadcasting's In the Moment. Nice to see you.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I want to explain some of the format of the show for people in South Dakota who haven't seen it. But first, let's talk about that moment that is so just, you know, ripe with suspense, where you're standing there and you have to pick between these four music legends who all want you to be part of your team. What was going through your mind at that moment?
Yeah, that was just so surreal. I remember, you know, going up on that stage and not remembering anything while I was singing. Like, I didn't know that all those chairs were turning for me. You know, like, it was just, like, a shock for me to, like, finish a song and then realize all four chairs were turned. So I initially went on that stage thinking that I would pick John. But as they were, like, you know, like, talking to me about why I should pick them as their coach, it was getting more and more confusing. But at the end of it, like, I just had to go with my gut, and I felt like I connected to Kelly Clarkson more. So I picked her as my coach because I felt like she was really, really excited to work with me, and I felt that passion from her.
Yeah, so John Legend is one of your choices, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Kelly Clarkson. So before we talk about the show, let's take us back to coming to the United States and coming to the community of Flandreau. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, so basically, little bit of a backstory. My parents are part of a choir in the Philippines, and they were pretty big there, so they decided to tour in the U.S. for about a year or so, and they toured in 2002. They ended up going to Flandreau for like a concert, and ended up meeting this really, really nice woman named Joanne Lind, and she was really kind enough to promise them, you know, employment here in the U.S., and with the help of her assistant Stacy, they worked on our papers basically. And it took a few years, but around 2011, December 2011, she called us and basically confirmed that, you know, like, our papers are done and we're good to go to move here. So my parents basically, you know, decided to actually move here despite of their, you know, like, they were really comfortable in the Philippines. They had a really good life there, but they wanted to, like, move here, and even though it might mean starting over, they wanted to do it because they knew, like, that they would be giving my sister and I, like, a better chance at life and, you know, becoming more successful. So they wanted us to experience what it was like to live here in America, because when they toured there, they left me and my sister in the Philippines with my grandma, so we never got to see, you know, what the U.S. was like. So the fact that, you know, they wanted to move here just so, like, me and my sister could see it was really, you know, it's really inspiring for me. So that was kind of the start of everything. That's why we moved here to the United States and started working here. But yeah.
So when did you know you wanted to be a singer, that that's your thing, and that it's, you know, that you're, because the folks in Flandreau are talking about how talented they could tell you were. When did you have a realization that you had something special going?
I always started singing in church when I was, you know, young. I started singing when I was five because of my parents. And, you know, I just, like, started from church. And then I, you know, started listening to other kinds of music, and then I started singing in my school events. You know, I was in choir, and I mean, I always knew that, you know, music was something that I would love to do, but I didn't know there was something that I could, you know, be, actually like use as like a career. So I didn't know that I would be pursuing music until like I was in maybe like freshman year of college, because I took nursing for one semester in Nebraska, and then that's when it hit me that I actually wanted to do music as like a serious career. So I always knew that, you know, I had a passion in singing, that I had a gift, but I didn't know that I could, you know, use it seriously like that. So
we're going to give listeners a little taste of your voice, because this is an excerpt of the song that you sang during the blind auditions for those judges. And if you listen carefully, for folks who are listening to the show, you can hear the moments when those judges are sort of slamming down their buttons and saying, you can hear the judges talk and compliment you as they're processing what they want to do. And that sound you hear is when those chairs turn around and they get to see what Judge looks like for the first time. The song is A Passion Fruit by Drake, and here's a little bit of Judge Vinson from The Voice.
Seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now.
Wow.
Cause I'm falling apart. Oh, oh, oh. Attention. Wow. You got issues that I won't mention for now. Cause I'm falling apart. Oh, no, no, no. Passionate from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my old ways. I can blame me now.
It's real good.
No.
A little bit of Judge Vinson on the TV show The Voice. He spent some time in Flander in South Dakota with the support of that community. And the noises you hear and the applause are all four of those judges hitting their buttons to spin their chairs around. And Judge, tell us a little bit for the folks who want to know what happens next. You know, you get to choose one of those judges to work with and be your mentor and your coach. And then you go into the next round, which is sort of these battle rounds. Tell people how the show unfolds like that.
Yeah, for sure. So after the blind auditions, if you go through, there's this round called the battle rounds, which is a really intense round because, you know, of course you get to work with your coach. But another twist that comes with it is like you get to do the same song with another person. So it's kind of like a duet performance, which is supposed to be competitive because by the end of the performance, you know, like all four coaches kind of like say their comments, and basically they kind of like talk about like what they think about it, like who they think won the battle. That's why it's called the battle rounds,
right?
Because it's like two people battling each other, and then in the end Kelly or like whoever coach she picked, you know, chooses the winner of the battle. So basically the two people that are battling out has to be in the same team. So in this case I would be battling out another person from my own team. So it should be pretty exciting.
So Kelly can make you, and Kelly can send you home at this point, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So now, during that blind audition, you said you didn't even really process. Can you not see that they were all turning their chairs around? Can you not hear the crowd?
I was just too, like, I was too nervous, I guess. Like, it was so nerve-wracking being on stage that, you know, I kind of described it to people as, like, I felt like I blacked out. Because, like, all the things that I couldn't think of anything else but, you know, like singing the song and, like, making sure that I'm not messing up. But I was, like, closing my eyes for some of it, you know, like, I was opening my eyes, but I wasn't really like paying attention to, I didn't want to be distracted by the, you know, by the sight of the coaches turning, or like, I didn't want to be taken away from by that. So I just like tried really hard to like focus, and you know, the nerves just like, just made me so hazy on stage. But
how do you focus now with, I mean, some of the things they were saying, you know, there were some pretty big predictions about your future here and, you know, how you'll do on The Voice and how you do beyond. Is that kind of getting your head a little bit with such a great beginning of, you know, you got lots to live up to? Just the expectation is you set the bar pretty high already.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like the comments are really flattering, but I'm just really happy that, you know, they liked my rendition of the song, because, you know, it just shows that, you know, I just like work really hard. I think like that's the only thing that I do. Like I would really like to work hard for my dreams. If there's one thing I learned from, you know, like being an immigrant and moving from another country to another country, I just want to make my parents proud, first and foremost. So, you know, like, I'm just really happy that they said all those things. It's super flattering and nice. I try not to let it get in my head, because I don't want to, like, set, you know, expectations and, you know, like, be sad in the end. I just want to, you know, keep doing my best and as much as possible, like, keep getting better and better. And I really feel like under the direction of Kelly Clarkson, hopefully, if I move on, she could mold me into an even better artist than you know what I am now. So
That's really what it's that's really what it's all about. What do you have to say to the folks at Flandreau, you know, who were really such a strong part of this early transition to American citizenship?
I just want to say thank you guys so much for being my first home in the U.S. This is, you guys are like my first impression, not just Flandreau, but South Dakota in general. It's such a friendly state, and I loved living there. You know, people are very nice, and I'm just thankful that that was my initial reaction to what the United States is, because they just made me feel at home, really. And I just want to thank Flandreau for, you know, providing my family's needs, and like, thank you for Joanne for, you know, for employing my mom and for making the move to, you know, make us move here. I'm just really thankful for the support in general. Thank you for everyone who tuned in on my blind audition, for everyone who kept watching it. I've heard a lot of really, really flattering, nice things about my audition from Flandreau, and I've heard that the support there is incredible. So thank you guys so much. I hope you guys keep tuning in on the show. It's going to be an incredible season. Everyone is so talented, and this next round is going to be really exciting. So I'm excited for everyone to see it.
All right, Judge Vincent, good luck to you, and thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us on In the Moment today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.